Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up soon is the DDIY fundraiser. It's a lot of fun. I went to the first year that this was taking place, and that was great. And here to talk more about it is Nick Roberts and Jack Hamm. They are both board members of DDIY. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, for those that may not be familiar, let's go ahead and just start with the obvious. What is DDIY?
Go ahead, Nick.
Why is everybody looking at me? It stands for Don't Do It Yourself. DDIY has been around for about 3 years? 2 years.
Two years. Something like that.
We help with hardships due to medical expenses. So we don't pay for the medical expenses, but if you had hardships such as needing a hotel room or fuel for your vehicles to get to your appointments, stuff like that, we will assist with those items.
And that's very important, especially because where we live, you're going to oftentimes have a lot of those extra expenses.
Right.
Yeah, everybody, you know, nobody really plans on getting sick. So you are cruising along, you got your house payment, your car payment, and, you know, paying on your boat or whatever, and you come down with some awful illness that causes you to travel several times a month for appointments. These extra expenses can really build up, and it can cause a hardship in your family dynamic. So not only the stress of being sick, but also the stress of paying your bills and the stress of travel. And so we tried to figure out a way to help people out. And, you know, we've been doing it for quite a few years and have a pretty positive effect on the people of Houghton and Keweenaw County.
Well, where does the name DDIY, the Don't Do It Yourself, come from? How does that apply?
That was Christina Kuhn. She is the president and the founder of DDIY. She was trying to come up with something that would show that we're here to help and that you're not alone when you need help the most.
So if you think we're going to show up with a hammer and nails... That's not what we do.
No, but you know, when you think about DDIY, oftentimes people feel alone when they're sick, and it's and it can be quite a troubling time. So I think that in the long run, we've done quite a bit for the community, and it's
right. We've helped out many families, and you know, insurance is a lot of times don't cover fuel costs or food costs or travel, you know, hotel stuff like that. You know, that's where people are having difficulties, so that's where we can step in. And you know, we have a sheet you fill out. We have an online sheet too. You can fill out, and then the board members review it and determine if you meet our qualifications, and you know, and then we vote on it and go from there.
I remember, so one or maybe 2 years ago, possibly three, if my memory's not serving well, you guys did a, you know, an indoor event that had some music.
That was our Folk and Food Fest.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. This is entirely different. Let's talk about your event that's coming up September 10th.
Right. Well, that's our Keweenaw Trailblazer Fall Color Tour. Hopefully the colors are going to be starting September 10th. You know, we realized that the side-by-sides, the four-wheelers, we're getting a lot of people coming through our area nowadays, and it's becoming quite large, almost as large as snowmobile season. So we looked at it, and we always look for events to put on throughout the year to help support our cause. And we felt that there's a niche there that we could fill. There's not a lot of events that are put on for the trails or for the side-by-sides and four-wheelers coming through. So we're like, hey, why don't we do an event in the fall? We had some feedback, and a lot of people said that the fall time would be a better time to do it. So we just decided, you know what, let's try this. Let's see how it goes. We have a lot of people that live here that have side-by-sides and four-wheelers. There's also a lot of people from out of the area that use our trails too. So we're going to see how this goes. We hope it's a huge success.
Where is it taking place at?
It's going to take place starting up in Calumet at the Lions Park. I don't know the exact name.
Yeah, they call it Calumet Lake or... what is it, Calumet Dam, but okay. They've built a beautiful park up there. I think it's a great place, and it's right on the trail, so it's easy to access, and the Keweenaw ATV Club is going to offer tours guided right. tours for people that aren't familiar with the trail system, and there'll be maybe a 30-mile loop that goes back down around Hancock, and then there's some real adventurous guides as well that I'd probably be interested in seeing some of these parts of the Copper Country I've never seen.
Yeah, I live in Calumet, so I'm familiar with the Calumet Lions Park, and I'd love to see it get used because it's you don't know it's there.
No, you don't. I didn't know it was there till this year. So
yeah, there's very little signage.
No, it's very beautiful. It's a really perfect spot for an event like this.
Yep, and so if you just kind of picture one of those, sort of like a roadside park,
where
it's got the places play horseshoes. They've got restrooms. They've got barbecue spots.
Right.
People do use it. It is very popular.
I think the trail goes right through the.
Yeah.
Right through it.
Right.
So it's a perfect spot.
How I found it was I'm a disc golfer. So I was introduced to it through disc golf, and I got to thank the people that are involved with that. Just a little sideline. It's one of the most beautiful disc golf courses up here that I've been able to play. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Like I said, glad to see that place get any kind of recognition. It's a good place to have something like this. What will be going on there? I mean, people are going to take off on the trails, but what's going to be happening at the park?
We'll have live music. Well, not live music. We have a DJ there that'll be playing music. We're going to have a huge barbecue for everybody. One of our members.
Texas Barbecue. He's got a huge, smoker pit on wheels. Smoker. It's 12 feet long, and he can do 500 pounds of pork butt at a time. It's real, and I'm telling you, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's got it down pretty good. So it'll be a good barbecue.
Awesome.
Some of the motorsports I believe are going to be there to show off some of the side by sides and ATVs. We're still getting sponsors as we speak. Still trying to get more entertainment there also. So.
Yeah, Keweenaw Chevrolet really stepped up to the plate, and they've been helping us with the advertising and helping us with some of the costs of getting printing done, and they said that they were going to put this on their website, and hopefully it'll hit northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, where they have dealerships, and then Houghton Power Sports. Boy, they've really, really, really stepped up to the plate for us. So we're really thrilled with those two. But then there's been other people that really stepped up. I mean, you look at
Fine Line Tires came through with some banners for the Houghton County Fair for us. We I wasn't able to be there, but over the Houghton County Fair week, we were up there, and just to make sure that people know what the event is and what's going on. And finally came up with a banner for us to show off for the event also. So we've had support definitely locally, but if you want to be a sponsor, a corporate sponsor, just a sponsor period, get a hold of us. We'll get together and see what we can do, and because we always need money for the event, and we need money to help support DDIY in our community.
Yeah, there's been some other places that stepped up to the plate for us. There was the Trailside Lodge has donated a room for a night, and I think the Franklin Square Inn donated a room. So we're looking for gifts or prizes that we can award to people, either in a drawing or a silent auction. Right. We haven't quite decided how we're going to divvy those prizes up, but if there's anybody out there who would like to sponsor or donate or any swag they would like to give, we're wide open.
We're accepting.
Yeah. These type of events I see are so popular. You're like, people do the motorcycle rides and they expect, maybe we'll get a half a dozen or so, and 30 motorcycles turn out for an event. People that like these kinds of activities, they're looking for stuff like this to do, to participate in. So I usually see a lot of people join in.
Right, and you don't have to own a side-by-side or four-wheeler to show up. If you just want to come to the event, show up. If you want to go on a ride on the bike, show up. The event starts at 9 a.m. That's when we do our registration for the event. And then those people that are going to be riding on the side-by-side and four-wheelers, they're going to go out on the trails. But if you want to show up just for the barbecue and the event, just, I think we're going to start getting that going around one or so.
Yep.
But yep. You can show up whenever, you know, and it should be a fun time.
What's the cost?
The cost of the day of is $30. So if you show up for the early registration in the morning, it's $30. But if you do a pre-registration between now and then, it's $25.
That would be online if they want to go to our website. And then...
which is ddiyup.org. We should probably throw that in there.
Yes.
If you want to go there, you can get the registration form, too, and sign up that way.
I think you might get your fall colors if I heard the weather report coming up here. It's supposed to cool off a little bit.
It is. It looks like it.
And I've got my I live up in Calumet, and I've got a maple tree. I have two maple trees in my front yard. One of them is changing color, and the other is as green as can be.
Well, tell the one that's changing colors to come on over and help us out.
Let's not rush this too much.
we haven't even hit Labor Day yet. Here. We're talking about, can't wait for the fall colors to come.
Yeah,
I'm worried about snow.
There are some beautiful trees out there already. I was just down at White City this past weekend, and there are just some absolutely beautiful colors coming. So,
and you know what I found out from people that ride our trails, from locally and from out of town. They're just a great group of people. You know, we have people that come through that have to get across the bridge on their 4x4s and side-by-sides. And, you know, they're some of the most pleasant people I've met. You know, so I think we're going to have a good group of people. It'll be a fun event. You know, and if you're worried about it being a family event, it's a family event. So, you know, if you want to bring your kids, bring your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and have some fun.
Yeah, we're not, we're going to provide the barbecue, a meal.
Right.
And some... pop,
yeah,
and you know, it's a bring your own anything else you want.
Right. You know, if there's any grocery stores out there that want to help sponsor with food items, by all means,
yeah,
feel free to give me a call.
Well, define that. So you know, you can bring alcohol. You know, you're talking about anything you want. So
if people, you know, we are not in any way. I guess, supportive of people drinking and driving ATVs, but if they choose to do that, it's a free country as far as I know.
So be responsible, like you know, should be on an everyday basis, and just. But if you want to partake in anything, you're going to bring it yourself.
You
all the pork butt you want.
Right. Yep, all the pork butt and baked beans, and we'll have pop available and
providing
water.
Alcohol, but we're not hindering people from... But they are obviously going to have to be responsible. That's, you know, obviously key with any event that you put on. You know, we don't want people that are intoxicated causing problems. But I really don't think we'll get that anyway.
No, so this is a family event,
right.
And they know why we're there and what we're trying to accomplish.
You also have a note here on the little flyer I'm looking at about bringing your own chair.
Right, limited. Resources. So, I mean, we're going to have a tent there. We are going to have tables and chairs set up for eating, but, you know, lounge type chairs, stuff like that, you know, you're going to need to bring yourself.
Right. There's a few picnic tables, but if you get a couple hundred people that show up to this thing, you know, you're not going to find a seat at one of the picnic tables that are already there.
Right. You know, so throw that collapsible chair in the side by side, bring that along. We're going to try to get as many tables and chairs as we can, but if it's a huge success, which I hope it is, you're going to need to bring a chair. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to have enough chairs for 500 people.
And since we kind of already mentioned it, you know, bring it up again, they do have horseshoe pits there.
Right.
They have disc golf there.
Right.
Yep.
You know, so if now I've never played disc golf. Do you just bring a frisbee and play?
Well, you can. It's not actually a frisbee. They are specialized. Discs, and there's actually a driver, a mid-range, and a putter.
Really?
Oh yeah. And it can get as complicated as you want or as simple as you want.
I'm thinking we're heading towards a tournament here too.
That's pretty neat.
But by all means, you know, bring your what is it?
Your discs.
Discs.
Yeah.
Bring your discs for discs golf. If you bring your clubs, you're gonna be scratching your head a little bit. But no, so, by all means, if you guys want to have a mini tournament and you show up, well, let's do it. Bring the horseshoes too. Yeah. And we can have a horseshoe tournament and, you know, make it a fun day.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think this thing is going to be a lot bigger than we expect it to be. And I think it's it's going to be something that grows from year to year to year.
Right.
The reason why you're doing this, of course, is to raise money for Don't Do It Yourself, which provides money when for those extra expenses when you're hit with a medical emergency. Now, you guys have been involved in this for a little while. How have you seen the effectiveness of this program?
Well, just when we were trying to put this program together, this event, the barbecue event together, with the Keweenaw ATV Club, we had people coming up to us that used our services, thanking us, giving us hugs, telling us how much it helped them, just to take care of some of these smaller expenses. And that's what we hear, that's, all the time is, thank you. Obviously we can't provide thousands of dollars per person.
We'd like to.
Yeah, we'd love to if we could, but obviously medical expenses can go into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And seeing that we're just a budding nonprofit, we have to get that budget up.
Yeah, we help working people. If you qualify for assistance because of an income level that's lower, then we're not the place for you to turn.
Kind of call ourselves the working person's assistance
it's
for medical
people
needs.
That don't really qualify for other types of assistance.
Right.
And even if you have insurance, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get help from us, because insurance pays the medical portion, but there's other expenses that build into this thing. So we've had a major impact on a few people in the community, and it's not always just travel expenses or hotel or food. There have been a couple of special circumstances where we've been able to help in other ways. And so if you've got a special need that maybe isn't travel related, still contact us and still fill out the form, and we will certainly consider it, sure.
Well, I certainly can relate, for one, being one of those working people with, I don't have thousands of dollars in the bank, and, it's just enough really to go, paycheck to paycheck, pay the bills, and continue on with a smile on your face into the next month. But a few years ago, my wife was in an accident, and we eventually had to go to the Mayo Clinic. There was just no money for anything.
Right.
I mean, back at that time, it was, all right, well, we'll skip paying rent because we got to go pay travel and hotel and then, of course, food and stuff. And a lot of times if you have a medical situation and you have to go to Marquette or to Mayo Clinic or downstate, you're not going for a day. They need you over a period of several days, some of them even longer than that. There were people who were staying at the hotel who were there for treatment and were there for 6 weeks because they were getting treatment, at Mayo Clinic. And so they had special rates at the hotel for paying by the month for that particular reason.
Yeah, because it's not cheap. And we network with all the other nonprofits too. So, we can assist in other ways too. If you meet our criteria and we help out that way, there may be some other needs you might have that we can't help with, we'll get with the other nonprofits locally too and see what they can do to help out. So it's not, definitely if you're in the need, we have the means to help you out as much as we can, and we can also get with some of the other nonprofits too to have some assistance for you.
Organizational wise, do you guys have any needs outside of the event that's coming up?
Well, money. We just, this really is about money, so we can get that out to the community for their needs.
Nobody on our board is paid or even really reimbursed for our expenses and time. So we try to make sure that as much money as possible that comes in is put back out to the people who need it.
So if you want to sponsor an event, by all means, if you're good at event planning and you want to help out that way, by all means, give us a holler. We've got the Half and Dash Run coming up in October. The City of Houghton sponsored that last year. This year, DDIY is sponsoring it. And, we have people from outside DDIY that are actually doing most of the work for that. So, because we can't do it all ourselves. It's like any organization. You need help from the community, too. So, by all means, if you want to help out, let us know. If there's an event you want to put on for us and take care of and just to take control of it. Go ahead.
Do you need volunteers? Do you need bodies?
Obviously, at any event, you always need volunteers. So, yes, if you want to volunteer time to come out, you know, if there's people that are side by side for the savvy on the trails, by all means, let us know. I'm sure we could use you.
If somebody does want to volunteer, how do they get in touch with DDIY?
They can get a hold of me, Nick Roberts, on my cell phone, which is area code 906-281-1609, and I can assist.
Do you have a Facebook page or something set up for DDIY? Or, you know, if you don't, maybe that, if somebody's social media savvy, that's another way somebody could volunteer.
Yes, I believe we are on Facebook, although I'm not. So okay. I'm pretty sure we are.
I think if you go through the DDIYUP.org, you can get a hold of us that way, too.
Okay, well, you got a website. There you go. Got the okay. Website.
So, okay. So get a hold of us that way. You can use my number, 906-281-1609. No prank phone calls, please.
No, you don't.
But you can contact us on the web, too, at the DDIYUP.org also.
When somebody is in need of the DDIY's help, how do they get in hold of you, or how do you find out about them?
You know, a lot of times it's word of mouth. You know, this person knows that person knows this person. Barb Madela, who's another board member, knows everybody. So she's usually the one that contacts all of us. Yeah. So a lot of times, I think mostly it's word of mouth.
Yeah, you know, if you need our services, if you would like to apply, on our website there is a registration form that and it's very simple. It's real short.
Right.
Name, maybe a little bit of why you have to travel or what's going on, and then we need a doctor's note, just
stating your needs.
Stating what your needs are and why you have to travel or what's going on. It's a real simple form, and
that's the key for us. We want to make it as simple as we possibly can for them so they get the assistance they need. So once you fill out that short form, we review it immediately. We get a hold of all the other board members, and we can have that done very quickly.
Do you have set like income guidelines, or do you take it on a case-by-case basis?
There is no income guideline. You just can't be receiving public assistance. So
okay.
Because everybody's got a mortgage and everybody, you know, lives pretty close to their means usually.
We review it and we can't provide up to $500 for an event, you know, so that somebody needs.
Yeah, we've got a chart that we follow. Right. So it depends on the mileage, you know, it depends on where you got to go for your treatment, you know, how many nights you're staying and things like that. So we've developed a specific chart and we follow that pretty close. I mean, that's one thing that protects us in the long run, because you know, if Nick came to us and he was going to Marquette for something and we gave him $50, and then I came to DDIY and I was going to Marquette for something and they gave me $100, well, why would I get $100 and Nick only get $50? Right. So we got to make sure that everybody's treated the same regardless of the circumstance.
Makes sense. All right, go ahead and give me the details again on your special event coming up on September 10th.
So September 10th, we have the Ride and Walk-In Keweenaw Trail Blaze Fall Color Tour. We'll be getting assistance by the Keweenaw
ATV Club.
ATV Club, they're up there in support. It's going to be a barbecue. The barbecue will start probably about 1:30, I believe. But we're going to be starting at the Lions Park at 9 a.m. in Calumet. If you want to come there, register. If you register there that day, it's $30 per person, not per SUV or side-by-side. And if you want to go hit the trails after that, you know, take your time, go out for, you know, till about noon or so, and then come on in and get some grub and hear some good music, and, you know, try to provide some.
Everything is included in that registration fee. So if it's $30 per person, your meal is included, the barbecue, the pop, the music. There's no other out-of-pocket expenses unless you want to buy raffle tickets. Or because of a generous donation recently, we've also opened a fund at Keweenaw Community Foundation that's going to help us for a long time.
Right.
Good.
So we have to put these events on because the coffers go get empty pretty quick. So,
well, that's a lot of people that get help.
It is. So that's why we need some of these larger corporations to assist us. And if by all means, we're not going to refuse a $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 donation to our foundation.
Yeah, and once we have all the signatures on the bottom line about this donation, we'll make an announcement as to who the people are and why they did it and how wonderful they are.
Looking forward to it. September 10th, the ride in and walk in for Don't Do It Yourself. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.